Hi.
Hi, mate. What's the name of Media? Is it Media Lightning Solutions, that other company?
Yeah.
Who's it owned by?
Bruce Earls.
But that's a mistake. It actually could be you, couldn't it?
Yeah, the only thing
If we
I
need,
have.
if we needed it to be.
Yeah. Why
That's
you
it,
want.
end of that. Don't you don't need to. Don't worry. There's no point having the conversation because it's all really hypothetical in my brain at the moment, so don't worry about it. I won't do anything without talking to you. But the main reason I'm ringing is if Harry is willing to sign a document. So the worrying thing here.
Yeah.
Right. The worrying thing here is that Mehl hasn't told me what Harry's just told me. Now maybe I missed it. Maybe. He didn't make it clear. I don't know, but the bottom line is, Mehl on paper obviously doesn't own anything, does he?
No.
So I would imagine, you know, he's not hugely comfortable with that. Yeah, I wouldn't be. But then, you know, arguably it's all in your name anyway. So what does it really matter? Vis-a-vis XYZ, blah blah blah. Yeah, like ultimately, if we all want to go and fuck each other, then I give up. You know, there really is no fucking point to life. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, I spoke to Harry for an hour today.
Yeah.
Half an hour, sorry, I exaggerate.
Mm-hmm.
He basically, long and short of it, mate, he's basically saying he will sit down in a room with whatever parties he needs to.
Yeah.
To agree a solution, as long as it doesn't include Stuart. And yes. Stuart, he believes Stuart stole £500,000 from the company.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not interested in getting better with Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
He'll sign a document, and this is the bit Mehl didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Is that he apparently said he would sign a document to, you know, basically confirming that he will not do business with Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever legal document he can do to sign that, he'll sign anything, email, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
And he'll then enter talks to try and come to a resolution, but he won't let Stuart off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
That said, could all be bollocks.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't trust Harry on the basis that he's basically been a two-faced cunt before.
I don't really trust that many people at all, mate.
Yeah. Ultimately, the way I see it is...
I don't need to trust them, do I, really?
No.
The bottom line is, if Harry... I said to Harry, you need to sign a document that basically says, I will agree to an extension at the court.
Yeah. He has to do that because otherwise we incur costs. So that's a priority extension.
Yeah, and agree to without prejudice discussions.
Yeah.
So I'm ringing up to speak to you to say, do you agree?
Yeah.
That if Harry agrees to sign a document that says he won't get in bed with Schneider and he will open up to without prejudice discussions, do you agree to do that?
Yeah, obviously. So my long and short of it is, like you
I'm
said,
I'm recording this, by the way, but I thought I should have the phone call at least on record rather than saying yes without speaking to you.
To be honest, I have on this number I actually record calls quite often, to be honest, and then I respectfully delete them.
As I say, mate, if you're gonna fuck me, I'm fucked. So
yeah, no. At the end of the day, you're both.
I'm just whatever. You make your calls, yeah. Like you've done it with me. You have to make your calls in life, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I trust OC, I trust you. You know, I know how. You know, you will have in your own head, in your head, you'll go, I trust him, I don't trust him. And then there's some people that are kind of half and half.
The reason I have it on this phone is if I, like, for instance, like, someone like Raj decides to call, I will call him back on this number, and I, you know, if it came to it as well. Anyway, I don't really...
So this is good, so there you go, you've got to keep this one, because this is a recording of me saying, you're in agreement with the legal
thing. So, the long and short of it, going back to this, is I do believe that you don't need to trust Harry in this situation, because if he signs these documents, then we get some of what we want.
Then we go and have a discussion. Then we go and have a discussion, right?
Yeah. Is then how do we deal with the merging of the Harry, well, not merging, but how do we arbitrate the Harry and Stuart situation?
That's all fine. I think it goes comes down to what, because the numbers don't really matter in the end. They can, they're all going to be just a matter of negotiation.
Yeah.
The one number that does matter, I think, and it will be the point of contention.
It's the share.
What do you think it is? What do you mean? What shares?
Possibly the thing that Mehul brought up about 23% shares, which I don't necessarily, I don't know whether how much truth there is in that. I think there's an element of truth in that.
In what?
In the fact that Stuart was given some shares.
Oh, no, forget that. What I'm talking about is live squawk control. So if I'm Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't giving. I've got 52%. Yeah, he's got 48%.
Yeah.
You're basically saying Mehul can bring me a solution. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, it could all be bollocks, and on Monday we could end up with 15 folders from Schneider. By the way, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do believe there is that issue of extending stuff. If we extend stuff, he will move.
As long as he provides that document saying he will not.
At the same time as the extension
on Monday.
Signed. They both have to happen concurrently.
Yeah, that's Monday, basically. Yeah. Okay. Or by Monday.
If he doesn't sign those on Monday, then we have to go thermonuclear on him. We can't keep going soft on him.
Okay. So the other problem we've got, though, is that Stuart.
Yeah.
So Harry said, I absolutely categorically, and almost I can hear it in his voice, with excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he basically said, look, mate, if this goes wrong, if I defend this, it's going to mean a fucking shit fest because I'm going to basically claim that Rana behind it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to then be implicated. It's just going to be a fucking mess. And if this has just been done because of Schneider, I ain't fucking getting in bed with Schneider. So if he's telling the truth, this is what he was saying, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't fucking getting in bed with Schneider, mate. I don't want to. I want to do it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I think I can do some good shit here. I don't need Schneider to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what this is. What he's saying. The one thing is though, you see, and there's one thing that he did for me that I can't understand. If he's an absolute cunt, why he would have done it? And it was when we didn't have any system back in the day to run
the business,
and he helped me.
Yeah.
So. Well, I can't remember what the system was, mate. I
believe it's so cool.
unless I'm trying to fuck you, of course. But that sounds really weirdly sexual as well. So anyway, whatever. So the bottom line is, so why would he have done that if he's not got a decent bone in his body? Doesn't make sense. There's no reason to have done that.
I find Harry a very difficult person to judge because on one hand he's left all of the eggs out for us in the past, and now he is cut Stuart over. And yes, I think it's a very grey area because Stuart and Harry are exaggerating how much they own of each, you know, of the company. So.
Anyway, mate, right, so basically, I better crack on because I'm just looking at some things, but effectively, Monday, we want him to say extension,
yeah,
and confirm he will not
get in bed with Schneider or anybody affiliated, so I kind of...
entering business, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe that's his red herring. He says, oh, Schneider, and then he's like, oh, fuck, I was like, you've been
classic. There was this early guy, remember, a few weeks ago that he met who used to work for Schneider, and Schneider won't be doing stuff directly. He's aware that we are watching over him, and I think there could be some duplicity there. And so in a way, I'm not even totally comfortable with, if he signs this document, it gives us a certain amount of relief, but
you
can never be certain.
No, and also, it's like Schneider would go, well, it's worth the court case, I'll just do it anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point being is,
I think in reality, that first objective is to get rid of Scheider. The geniality, I mean...
No, but where does the end up deal? But where does the... Well, let's get that anyway, like you say.
Yeah.
Where's the end up deal, though, from this, mate? But this is the bit that basically, mate, he said Mehl didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But this could all be lies, mate. I mean, I asked him to swear on his kids, yeah? But, it, you know, if you're a fucking cunt, it doesn't mean anything.
Well...
anyway, whatever. He did say that Schneider got a fucking hard on for me, and I said, why? And he goes, because you got one over on him. I said, I never fucking intended to get one over on him, mate. That was never what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wish I had called him, though, at least to say, mate, when you're going on Monday, they won't be there. But anyway, whatever. We just didn't have a time. We were fucking trying to be online that weekend, aren't we?
Yeah, I think in reality, like, the Schneider thing is the first thing to get rid of. The next thing is we need to work out some way to make sure Harry and Stuart or whatever get something of what they want. And I know they're going to constantly...
Yeah, but the problem is that basically Harry is saying he won't do anything. And then he did say, OK, I will do a settlement, but I won't drop the criminal case against... He says he's filed a fraud case against Stuart, but we haven't seen that, have we?
No, I don't think... I mean, at the end of the day, we've seen him file all the cases...
I'm going to go back to him and say to him...
I think he's bluffing.
I understand on this side of the table, yeah, will be an indefinite, yeah, extension.
Yeah.
Yeah, to injunction hearing, yeah. Subject to, yeah, one, confirmation that you stroke your businesses, yeah, stroke associates, yeah, will not enter any business arrangement. Yeah.
And I think we need to encapsulate encoded media in that.
With SNE.
Yeah.
That you, your business, or associates, or connected parties. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we should include Raj and Shant in that as well, actually.
Will not enter any business agreement with SNE.
Yeah.
I don't want to push it too much at this point, mate. The main thing is to get Schneider out, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, but the reality of it is Raj and Shams are going to get in bed with Live School, can't they, at the end of the year in December. That was what they said.
We can put that in the, when we get into the discussions, we can say, and also you can't go into bed with Raj and Shams.
Yeah, we don't need to put it necessarily immediately, but I do think we need to keep that in the back of our mind that Raj and Shams have to be addressed. Included me.
If we get rid of these court cases, we'll only have the Raj and Shant and the Rambia one. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. I feel almost think we should just go nuclear on Schneider, but I think we almost should just report him to the police anyway.
Yeah, maybe. Confirmation that you, your business, but there is the poking bear element if he does go to sleep. Confirmation that you, your business associates, will not enter any business arrangement with SNE. Or any of his associates, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or connected parties, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two. What was the other one?
I don't know. You're the one who's laying the plan down to me and getting me to agree.
Indefinite extension, confirmation not going to Ben Schneider.
Yeah.
Confirmation. We'll enter without prejudice discussions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there was something else.
I think that's the short-term resolution, isn't it? To keep things frozen and open discussions and excluding legal fees.
I thought there was another one, mate. Confirmation you're not going to bed with Schneider. Confirmation you'll enter without prejudice discussions.
I think we need to sort out the Stuart and Harry situation.
Oh, that was the third one. Confirmation. You will agree to independent audit.
Yeah, yeah, like an arbitrator almost. Like
of group financials in can be bound by their findings. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because otherwise, the Stuart and Harry thing is just going to be a war of words. So if we bring a third party in...
Well, basically, it seems to me, mate, Harry genuinely believes Stuart's fucking. He's like, he spent fucking 42 grand on fucking this. He's got a massive coke habit, this, blah, blah, blah. And I can see that, yeah? I mean, you know, Stuart is always shaking.
Yes. I think the reality of it is they both, you know, kind of... They're never going to work with each other. We have to find an exit strategy for one of them, effectively.
Or they stay on as a consultant.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Harry won't feel very comfortable if Stuart's doing stuff for us, really, to be honest.
Could do that is Stuart works for Alex Piper as an independent consultant. Alex Piper works as a consultant to Ram.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be kept fairly, fairly quiet. But, I mean, how the hell do we... Yeah, how the hell does Stuart go out and sell stuff if he's not really allowed to expose himself? It's really another question.
Okay, but whatever. Okay, that's something we can deal with tomorrow. The other point is, so my view is, if we end up in this situation, right, imagine a holding company, called Squawk Holdings.
Yeah.
That's a company in the Seychelles.
Yeah.
That's owned by a trust. A trust is basically just another person. Yeah. So if you imagine a company is a person, a trust is a person, legal entity basically. So that's owned by a trust called Nikkei Akura Capital. Yeah, trust, and that is based in, let's say, Mauritius.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is basically, and Squawk Holdings in the Seychelles owns the. Let's say they own another company that owns the IP in wherever. You need to get these fucking servers offshore ASAP, by the way, when this sale happens. It looks like Netherlands or Norway, I think, from what I've been reading.
Okay, alright.
They're basically saying Netherlands is...
I'm curious why the Netherlands, because it's still part of the EU, so it should theoretically still be...
Yeah, but they're saying they don't enforce anything. They're saying it's fucking good. But whatever, anyway. Read that flag theory stuff on IP. And then Squawk Holdings will own the Jet Group.
Yeah.
No, sorry, it won't own the Jet Group. Squawk Holdings will have operations run by the Jet Group in the UK.
Yeah.
And the Jet Group will have its financials run for itself and Squawk Holdings by the Jet Group Services.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's now we have the Squawk Holdings, owns the Rand Squawk IP or whatever, under license from you or whatever if needs be. But ultimately, it's the Squawk Holdings which would then also go out and buy and would then say, right, we're buying Petman shares. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now it owns 48% of Life Sport, yeah?
Yeah.
And then Harry owns 52%. But given we can't trust Harry, we can't leave it like that.
No.
So we say we'll own 51% and you'll own 49%, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we have a Stuart issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we need...
I think in a way, it might be easier to come to a resolution where we
agree
some payment structure. Yeah, some payment structure where we pay out Stuart, because ultimately what Stuart wants is money, you know. He doesn't... unlike Harry, as Matt Harry says, Harry seems to genuinely like working and genuinely like cultivating a little business baby of him. Stuart, I don't think, is quite attached to it, and certainly has lost that attachment to Live Squawk. So I think, in a way, maybe those conversations...
Yeah, you've got to remember, everybody has said, don't trust Stuart, haven't they?
I can't trust either of them, but the reality of it is that Stuart has delivered some intelligence at the end of the day. That's his action.
But what other option? But maybe he was a calculated decision. Or maybe this just isn't as simple as black and white. I don't fucking know.
The thing is, Stuart's not clever enough to be that deceptive, is he? He has been upfront. He genuinely hasn't hidden stuff. Okay,
so but do you think he's basically just spent a load of money and now Harry's pissed about it?
I think Harry is very angry about the situation and realises that he can't get out of it now. And the thing is, he's concerned that Stuart now has got the upper hand, isn't he? And he's almost like, I think Harry is shipping
himself. Because he's basically, Stuart's got backers, is what's annoyed him.
Yeah. And I mean, it's Harry's fault, because Harry has actively went out to deceive
Stuart. And I went to Harry, didn't I? Let's be honest. It's Harry's association with Schneider that's done him in.
The Schneider thing, I just still, like, Harry is the person who wanted to do the deal with Schneider, not Stuart. Stuart has always been anti-Schneider. That's the other
but
thing.
But how do we know Schneider's involved with Harry?
Well, I think it goes back to what Mehl said. I don't think there was a done deal with Schneider. But
there's
Schneider...
something somewhere. I can't get away from that 10% something somewhere in the sales agreement.
Schneider is clearly fishing around. I mean, he wouldn't send Harry and Will.
Whatever. The point is, if we've got Squawk Holdings, right? So at the moment, let's say, well, let's, given your recording this conversation, historical shareholdings would have been Adam, whatever. I don't know what these are, mate. But say yeah. Adam 10%. You know, my mum 50% or 45%, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then Mehl, and then Anthony, and then Matt still got a few, blah, blah, but I don't know whether he's keeping those, whatever, fine.
Yeah.
That was the historic version, and obviously that will change in the future.
Yeah.
But if you then bring into that Squawk Holdings, you're also going to then bring in, definitely probably Harry, and potentially Stuart, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, they would, because now the way we looked at doing this before when deals were talked about was you do, you know, revenue of RAN is 2 million, revenue of LiveScore is 1 million, they'd
yeah.
get a third, we'd have two thirds. They didn't want to do that deal because they believed their accreditations were worth more. Stuart's way of resolving that was to say, okay, what you do is you basically say any accreditations uplift over the next 12 months, yeah,
mm-hmm.
as in, or 24 months or whatever, that is attributed,
mm-hmm.
excuse me. That is attributed to only being able to be captured as a result of accredited value,
yeah,
increases their shareholding. So if we're 2 million, yeah,
yeah.
and we stay at 2 million, and then in a year they're at, let's say we're at 2 million, they're at a million, right?
Yeah.
Let's say in a year's time, we're at, I don't know, 3 million. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sorry. The combined. So how did we get this right? So 2 million and 1 million means that there'd be a 3 million combined revenue channel.
Yeah,
yeah. Which means that, but they would only get a third because they're a third of the size, right?
Indeed.
If they then went out and we sold nothing in the next year, yeah.
Yeah.
But revenue grew only as a result of 1 million in.
Nice
accredited
yeah.
sale opportunities, i.e. Michael Lacy, la la, yeah, then they would then be considered to be at 2 million in a year's time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Therefore, they would get 50% of the holding against our 2 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
But obviously, we would limit that to 49% max.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's basically a way to resolve it and recognises the value in accreditation.
Yeah.
Yep. But that would be, that's if Harry agreed to take a percentage in the holding company as opposed to retaining only LiveSquawk holdings.
Because mm-hmm.
the problem, if he retains LiveSquawk only, he's only going to focus on what LiveSquawk can do in the market.
Yeah. But I mean, the other side of it is, do we really want him tied to our business at such a high level? I'm a bit concerned about having in the holdings company, just from that regard. I think in a way it's better that we just take Stuart's shares and we ring. You know,
we could say to him, we're not going to trust you, you're not going to trust us. So let's go 50-50 on live squawk.
Yeah. Yeah?
No one has control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So we've all got to play fair. Yeah. But we could say, but the everything from live squawk goes up to holding company, and he's remunerated not via shareholding, but by a percentage of profit from the holdings company.
Yeah.
The problem is that you don't want him working solely for live squawk, because if he does that, if his remuneration is just on live squawk, he's not going to say, look, why don't we share the micro latency link? Yeah. You price it at 400 quid, but throw in this, this, and this, and we'll price it at 100 quid, very basic. You know, ultimately, the way we can do this is set up two brands.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I do agree with the, like, I think that's a better way of just saying, yeah, you have a certain revenue stream of the holding company, because it's almost like, you know, when you create second class of shares and you just those shares are non-voting.
Yeah, so basically non-voting, yeah. That's the other way we would do it, yeah.
There's no way we can let him have any rights, not at this moment in time. That can change maybe in the future if we suddenly work out that it, you know, see that it works out swimmingly, but I, at the moment, you know, I just think we've got to protect our best interests, and he's got to realise that if we do a deal with him, it's doing him a favour, because ultimately he's got to recognise, okay, he's probably feeling shortchanged because Stuart's got one up on him, but at the end of the day,
well, it'll take you $500,000 to get to trial, and he even said, well, I won't have it, I haven't got it.
Yeah, I think he realises that. You know,
But he did say, what is concerning is he did say, you got to let me run content, you got to let, you know, he was basically, because I was obviously saying, look, mate, I don't make the decisions anymore. You know, I am not working in the office. You know, I've got an interest, and obviously there's lots of friends, lots of people I owe a lot to there. But, you know, I'm not, you know, I have to go and speak to people. I'll make some calls now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because if you want, in effect, I'm not, you know, the story out to the world, and that's going to come out in the press release or whatever, which at some point I guess will go out, is, you know, I have stepped away, you know, and those decisions are made by holding company now, and you know, X, Y, and Z, and ultimately, yes, I might stay on as a consultant, and lo and behold, in the future, if a CEO role comes up, I might take it, but I probably won't. I'll probably stay as a consultant. We'll recruit an external CEO, and I might go back to being an non-exec director, or, you know what I mean, like.
Yeah.
I enjoy it, mate. I would love to do all of this, but not the legal shit, because it's too much.
No.
You know, when your fucking house is on the line, mate, and everything you work your fucking life for, it's just, it's too much stress. And, anyway, so that's where we are. But, you know, on the flip side, mate, the holdings company's got a legal, would probably have a legal company that's still pursuing Rambier. Now, if Rambier then goes to the fucking tits up and has to pay £1 million, you know, he would benefit from that, or we might ring fence that. I don't know. Those are things that we'd have to consider.
Mm-hmm. I think with Ramsquawk, we don't get that involved in the holdings company. We create a separate company that buys the rights from Ramsquawk, completely separate entity. So there is no.
But basically, what I was saying, what Ramsquawk is trying to do is basically, Mehul is pushing very hard to say, force Harry to me. It's always been there, mate. Because what he's trying to do is say, I'll buy his shares. And then he's like, I've got a big chunk of control now on paper.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, mate, it should be Ramsquawk, the company, buys the shares. Yeah, it's not Mr. Patel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've always said this to you about Matt's shares. You know, I know there will become a conversation where I say, look, mate, those shares should be, they were bought back by the company. They should therefore, the dilution effect is basically pro rata based on shareholders, which ultimately actually doesn't mean that my mum get any more, really, because, which I was surprised by when I did the math, but it doesn't. It actually means, I think Anthony gets more, but my argument is that if Anthony's got more, arguably he and his brother don't deserve it, and that should be what we allocate to, you know, people like yourself.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you're then going to support that because it's in your favour, but when I show you the math, I think you'll see what I mean. Now, I'm hoping Mehul will just go, yeah, actually, that makes sense.
Yes. My other concern is, like, Mehul does have various values and stuff, and I don't also want to really be suspicious of him, but there is this reality that Mehul is obviously tagging along, realises you know, you've done a lot to get the company out of the shit in the last year. But I think there is a, like, you know, I'm not going to lie about it. There is a growing impatience this year, and it's not really you, but it is you. Do you know what I mean? That things aren't moving forward. So at the back of his mind, as you kind of were implying, he almost wants to get that so he can sort of say, right, I'm going to run this for myself, and you'll end up competing with Mahal. And because ultimately Mahal basically sort of turned around and said, yeah, the one thing with RunSquawk as a company is if it's run right, it's a fucking profitable company. And he's almost like, this is his punt to kind of go off and say, well, okay, if I can't work with you, George, necessarily, then I will buy the RunSquawk.
Yeah, yeah.
And, we'll be in a no better situation because effectively we've Snyder for Mr. Patel. And it's all
the
about
the other thing is, mate, yeah, absolutely. And the other thing here, mate, to be well aware, and I can see how he's trying to position Aubrey into that role as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get Aubrey on side with me, Aubrey on side, you know, like I can see he's trying to, you know, down that road. But, you know, and I hate all this dynamics. I don't want to fucking exchange, like you say, Schneider for Patel. This is bollocks.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, what was I going to say?
I mean, the other thing to remember is, like, you know, Mahal had 5%.
He hasn't fucking stepped up and been a fucking director, mate.
Yeah. Mahal had 5%.
No, he hasn't fucking bled. Like, in honesty, mate.
Yeah.
It is. I've always said it. It's you, me, and actually, really, it's Linton.
Yeah.
You know, it's the three of us that put our balls on the fucking line. It's the three of us that have fucking bled over the last year.
Yeah.
Yes, Aubrey to a degree, but he's fucking hardly ever in. He's massively overpaid comparatively.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can say, oh, well, George, you're on the same money. I'm like, well, I do like three times or twice as many hours as him.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, I fucking stick that money in a fucking pot that's currently in Cayman Islands in case we fucking need it.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing I've fucking bought is some more black T-shirts and a fucking car.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get the company through this. That is all I'm trying to do.
Aubrey doesn't have any vested, like other than his direction, he doesn't have any share capital, whereas,
he
know...
He has shares, but he keeps kind of hinting that he thinks they're real shares, but, you know, they're not.
Well, you know, you're the one with the shares, Mahal to a certain degree as well, and ultimately they're in my name, and really they should be in Adam Linton's name as well to a certain degree.
Yeah.
I do, you know, Mahal's got to think together and run this collectively, because at the end of the day, my perspective of this is, like, before the Ranveer ship came along, Mahal was quite content to tag along and do nothing and have his 5% in his dad's name.
Well, he was going to sell it to me for like $5,000.
And he was at the point where he actually was going to cut his losses because he knew that Andy was doing something dodgy with CFX. So he suddenly changed his stance a little bit. I think Mahal does have value if we can, you know, it's just we need to incorporate him into things, not let him run the show.
Yeah, I agree.
On his own. I do think...
Because he always says to me, don't tell a broker how to broke. Teach a guy to suck eggs, man. I'm like, all right, mate, sorry. You know, but he's quite abrasive, isn't he, sometimes?
Problem, you know, I find Mahal hard to judge because I think... I don't really... On the other hand, I don't want to believe...
The other theory is, you know, different. At the end of the day, in a year's time, 2 years' time, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a couple of fucking Chungi brothers hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? You know, you don't know what conversations happening between those guys
yeah.
behind closed doors. But anyway, let's work on good faith and carry on.
I think I'm not going to suspect it's going to go that far because at the end of the day, Matt almost in a way betrayed Mahal in a way.
Well, do we know that or did Mahal know about it? We don't know the answer to that question, mate.
Well, Mahal obviously knew about TFX, so he obviously realised shit was shady, didn't he? And he kept very quiet about that in the background.
But he didn't tell me, did he, until...
No, he kept very quiet. And that's where I have my suspicion.
But then, you know, he's protecting his mate, I get that. You know, I would do it for my mate, you know, so... To some degree, I get it.
Yeah. Cool. I think definitely.
I better go and I should do some production. I'm just basically checking that you're on page with that. So, one, confirm that your business associates will not enter a business agreement with Schneider. Confirmation that you will enter without prejudice discussions. Confirmation you will agree to independent audit of group financials and be bound by the filings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we've also got, yeah, I mean, you kind of think, I guess, that, yeah, the other thing is we've got to be in a position, like, you know, if Schneider was doing a deal with Harry, then he would try and buy in some of Harry's shares, wouldn't he? That's the other thing. But I guess this agreement would have to make sure it covers Schneider not buying any of the shares of Live Squawk. I think that goes without saying. So we've got to make sure that loophole
doesn't get in. Harry's just replying me. He's just said, I'm working on that now. She's away from her desk at present. Regardless, the promise to work with Sonny on pain of limb loss was stands. Mm-hmm. That can be drafted. Okay, I've spoken to solicitors. I'm seeing them Monday morning. They can't officially say who they are until my money clears on Monday. But in principle, the idea will be to give all sides some space to talk without prejudice. I can't say strongly enough, I will not stop any ongoing police investigations into SP or SP.
Mm-hmm. I think in reality, like, I think that's a nasty thing in a way, that we can't really have Harry go forward and let investigations happen against Stuart when Harry has also done things wrong. Both sides have to drop the ball, I think, in that regard.
That's what I did say to him, yeah.
It's asymmetric otherwise, you know.
Yeah. I'll say, I'll reply.
Because otherwise, okay, if he's going to continue doing that, then Stuart should just go, what's the point in Stuart doing anything? And we're letting Stuart down as well. And Stuart, at the end of the day, his intel has been true. And although people say don't trust Stuart, he has been the more trustworthy, I think, of the two. I still need the royal.
But then we haven't had the same correspondence with Harry, because Harry stopped communicating with us. That was because he was pissed about the staff.
Yeah, but that also led him to go to Schneider. And I find Harry the more difficult of the two to stomach at the moment.
Yeah. All right, mate.
I do believe he's been shortchanged in a way that maybe Mahal has explained a little bit, but it doesn't make me want to trust him anymore. Anyway, you kind of get the drift, and I think you're on the same page.
Yeah, all right, mate. I'll ring Mel now and just clear this.
Okay, right. Cool. Cheers.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.